I solemnly swear that I will faithfully, diligently, and impartially execute and perform the duties required of me as a member of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and will well and truly obey and perform all lawful orders and instructions which I shall receive as such.
The Queen's Men. For the first time, authentic stories of the world-famous Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Tales of men who, for almost 100 years, have helped to keep peace in Canada. The Queen's Men. The Queen's Men. True stories of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Names have been changed for family protection. And now transcribe The Queen's Men.
Oh yes, this incident took place when the West was open prairie. And the only settlers were the occasional horse and cattle rancher, and they were located 50 to 100 miles apart.
Well, called for a lot of riding, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Many's the horse I wore out on those prairies, especially on the trail of horse and cattle rustlers. Now, that's what this particular case was about. I was stationed at D Division at Strongfield at the time. I remember ordering Corporal Blanchard and two other men to report to me. Come in, men.
Thank you, sir. Sir?
I've just received a report that horse rustlers from across the border engage in operations about 150 miles south of here, in the Cranford area.
Oh, is that the Ormond gang, sir?
Yeah. You know these men?
I do, sir.
Now, these horse pirates are experts, not only with rifles, but each of them is a bronco buster as well as a nimble rider.
You know how many of them there are, sir?
Well, three, I think. The leader is Bill Ormond. Bring all of them in if you can, but if that proves impossible, see that you can get Ormond himself. That should cripple their activities at least, and we can round up the others later. Oh, and by the way, Ormond is wanted for murder by the United States government.
Oh, I didn't know that, sir.
He'll be even more difficult to take considering there's a murder charge hanging over him. He may even choose to shoot it out, although I hope he'll have more sense. I want you three men on the trail in an hour.
Yes, sir.
Your equipment will consist of a bane wagon, food for 2 weeks, two saddle horses, and a team. All three of you will carry Winchester carbines and sidearms.
And you suggest we head for the town of Cranford, do you, sir?
Yes. Find out exactly what they're up to and pick up what leads you can as to their present location. It's up to you, Corporal Blanchard. I expect you to bring Ormond in, preferably alive.
Right, sir.
But remember, if he sees you first, your police work is ended.
Here we are, men. Pull up. Regent Hotel. Well, this is where we'll put up. Let's secure our horses and then see what we can find out.
It is. It's Mounties. Three of them.
Good morning, sir.
Howdy and welcome. Oh, I'm real glad to see you boys. A lot of other people will be, too. There's too much horse stealing going on around here lately.
Yes, that's why we're here. Are you one of the victims, by any chance?
Oh, I sure am. They got 20 of my best horses just last week. And my neighbor up the way, he lost 50 just the next night.
Oh, how recently have the gang been operating, do you know? Any further thefts this week?
Yeah, I think I heard Charlie Evans saying something about losing some night before last.
Good.
Charlie didn't think so.
I mean, I'm glad if they're still in the area.
You'd wonder how they could hide all those horses, Corporal.
Yes, you would.
Well, there's plenty of gullies and places around here where they could hide out. Besides, they got guns. Lots of them.
Well, we've got guns, too. Now, tell me about the theft of your horses. When did you say it happened?
Last week. Thursday night it was. Nothing much to tell. Thursday night, my horses were all in the barn. Friday morning, they weren't. How they got them out so quiet, I don't know. Barn door was closed, nothing else was touched. They must have been real quiet about it so as not to set the pigs a-squealing.
Yeah, and then what did you do?
Well, I come straight in and reported to the sheriff. He sent out a posse, and they hunted around looking for footprints. Found some, too. Followed them quite a ways, but rain come up and drowned them out.
I see. Well, men, let's check into the hotel and then get on over and see the sheriff.
Hey, you going to get my horses back, Corporal?
We're going to do our very best, sir, our very best. Oh, by the way, where do we find the sheriff?
Oh, I tell you, I've been a sheriff here for 7 years, but I've never seen a case like this before. Corporal, there's clear evidence that the rustlers have been at work all over the place. Only a few horses grazing where there should be hundreds.
And you've been following up all the reports, of course?
You bet. I'm afraid I haven't been getting anywhere, so I decided it was time for the Mounties to step in.
Well, what about this murder charge against Ormond? You know any of the details about that?
Well, not much. Got a report from the United States government that he's definitely the man. Shot up a rancher over in Montana this spring.
Mm-hmm.
Right after that was when he skipped the country. I guess he's been operating up here in Canada ever since.
I see.
Where do you figure to start the search, Corporal?
Well, first, I want to see your list of all those who've been robbed. My men and I will call on these people, and we'll find out what details we can. I want to see what part of the prairie they're located in. See if there's any geographic pattern to Ormond's operation.
Oh? Why's that, Corporal?
Well, we've got to find out where Ormond and his men are right at the present. An unorganized search of the prairies could take months and ruin our chances of ever finding him.
Well, it's true.
But if we can get him narrowed down to a particular area and then organize a systematic search of every inch of it, we may find his trail.
Well, we're at your disposal, Corporal. If you want any extra men, there are dozens willing to help.
Good. Now, if we can spread out over 50 miles or so, we'll save time. Now, you start recruiting as big a search party as you can while my men and I start visiting the ranchers who've been robbed.
Aye. It made me angry, Corporal. It made me want to do something about it myself. After I reported to the sheriff about the theft of my horses, I said to myself, now, what likely place would thieves choose to hide out in?
Yes.
Aye. And there's a hilly area just over east of here. Oh, 10-15 miles of it. Very rough country. No one living there.
I see.
I made a few trips over in that direction, and while I didn't find anyone, I did see some hoof prints. Looked as though there were 3 or 4 riders that had been looking the area over.
That sounds interesting. When was this?
Just a few days ago, beginning of the week.
Can you draw me a map of that area?
A rough one, I guess.
Well, after we've completed our search of this district, we'll take a ride over there and see what we can find. You better slow down, men. These boulders are bad.
Yes, my horse just stumbled on one.
Now, mine's ready for a rest, I think, Corporal.
All right, let's stop right here. You know, that Scott was right. It's rough country.
Looks unlikely to me, Corporal. A few men on horseback might make it through here, but, well, you wouldn't think they could drive several hundred horses through these narrow passes.
No, you wouldn't think so. But remember, they've got to be well hidden. Not so easy to escape the kind of search parties that have been after them.
Well, they may have skipped the country altogether by now.
I don't think so, Spears. My guess is that they'll find a quiet, completely hidden spot and brand the horses before they move on.
Well, it begins to look pretty discouraging to me.
Now, let's not allow that to happen, Peters. Our men are here, somewhere on the prairies, and I'm determined to take Ormond, dead or alive.
Oh, now, don't you worry, Corporal. We're with you, and I think Peters is really discouraged. He's likely just hungry.
Yes, and we're all tired. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
I suggest we make camp right here, have a bit of supper, and perhaps move on a bit before dark, if we feel like it after we've eaten.
Well, suits me. What do you men like for supper?
I'd like rare roast beef, brown potatoes, and deep apple pie.
Well, now, I'll tell you what I feel like. I'm just dying for some canned beans.
Well, I can satisfy Constable Spears. You, Corporal, you'll have to go hungry.
Well, come to think of it, I'd really prefer beans anyway. Steady there, Blackie. Well, I'll get some firewood.
Say, speaking of firewood, take a look over there, Corporal.
Where?
To the west. There.
Is it my imagination, or is that smoke rising above the trees?
It sure is. It's smoke.
Now, how far away would you guess, Corporal?
Oh, about 3 miles, I'd say. Just a thin spiral. Looks more like a campfire than a bushfire.
You don't suppose...
Well, you never know. Now, look, I think we'll approach slowly on foot, just in case. Oh, open those beans, Peters, will you? Mm. We'll eat them cold. Spears, make sure the horses are secure. Okay. We'll each take a blanket along with us. If we're lucky, and that turns out to be Ormond's camp, we'll want to wait till daybreak before taking them. Watch these brambles, men. Get caught on one, we'll waste time getting untangled. It'll be dark pretty soon.
Can you still see the smoke, Corporal?
Yes. Whoever it is has decided to camp the night at any rate.
See, I see a clearing ahead. Looks as though it may be a drop.
Yes. Yes, there's a gully. You can see the start of the drop from here, between these trees. Smoke's coming from down below, down in the gully.
A gully would be a likely place for it.
Yeah, and we'd be likely targets outlined along the top of it. We'd better go down to this last bit on our stomachs. Down you go, men.
Making coffee. You can smell it from here.
Maybe it's just another search party. If it is, we'll go on down and ask for some coffee. If it isn't, well, we may get some anyway.
Well, we'll be able to see him in a minute. Got your binoculars, Corporal?
Yes. Now, go slowly now. Don't get ahead of me. Stay level.
Right.
Just a few more feet now, and we can...
Corporal, look.
Well, I'll be...
Horses. I've never seen so many horses.
500 of them down there, at least. They've made a rope corral, it looks like, from here.
Can you see the men, Corporal?
Wait till I get my glasses out. Here we are.
Well?
Yes. Yes, the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
One is on guard with a rifle. The other two are lying back by the fire. I can't distinguish Ormond. Too dark. But there are men, without a doubt.
Hallelujah. I'd sure like to take them now, Corporal.
No, I wouldn't risk it. We've got to lead them back to our camp, and then two of us will have to guard them while a third goes back for the wagon. It'd be too risky, leading them these 3 miles in the dark.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But here's what we'll do. Now, listen. We'll plan to spring on them right at daybreak. Meantime, as soon as it's fully dark, we'll start to work our way down the slope. It'll be inch by inch. And a noise of any kind may mean the end of us.
Yeah, they'll probably keep a guard posted all night.
You can be sure they will. And he won't be sleeping on the job either.
Not much foliage on that hill. Hope there's no moon.
I hope so, too. There's a bit of sagebrush. We'll have to use it as well as we can. If there is a moon, we'll be able to make progress only when the guard has his back turned. You think you can do it, men?
Oh, sure, Corporal. Oh, you bet. This is one job we want to do right.
Then spread out your blankets and we'll get what rest we can before dark. We're going to need our wits about us. And it's going to be a long and dangerous night.
In just a moment, we'll return for the second part of this true story of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the Queen's Men. And now we return you to the Queen's Men.
As planned, the three Mounties, Corporal Blanchard and Constables Peters and Spears, spent the night slowly creeping down the gully slope, inching closer and closer to their quarry. The extreme danger of their position made the night seem endless. But they worked their way to a clump of sagebrush, not 100 feet from the three horse rustlers. At daybreak, Ormond, the leader of the gang, just came off guard, lay down by the fire to sleep, while his other two men roused themselves and began to prepare breakfast.
We need more wood for this fire, Hank.
All right, I'll get some.
Up that way, I think I saw a few good sticks.
What? Oh, here's some.
I thought we were in for it that time, Corporal. He was pointing up this way.
Well, we're going to take him soon anyway, aren't we?
Yes. Now listen, Spears.
You and I will head for Ormond. Mm-hmm. If he's half asleep, we should be able to get him in irons within a matter of seconds. Peters, you cover the other two while we do that.
Right.
Continue to keep them covered while Peters and I get the cuffs on them. Shh. There. Their backs are turned. On three men. One, two, three.
Hey! Hey, hold it, you guys! Stop where you are! Cover them, Peters!
Get your hands up!
Come on, Spears! Help me with Ormond!
Hey, they're heading for the back!
They're mounting!
Run, Hank!
Halt! Halt! Stop or I'll shoot! That's it, Spears! That's it! Hold them!
Corporal! They're getting away!
There. We've got Ormond safely in hand. Did you say they were getting away?
Sorry, Corporal. I thought they'd stop when I shoot. I got one in the leg, but he was at his horse by that time.
What's this? Did you lose him, Peters?
I should be shot. Say, I'm really sorry, Corporal.
Can't be helped. Don't feel too badly, Peters. I foresaw that might happen, but I didn't want to take any chances with Ormond. If we planned to take a man each, we wouldn't have captured any of them. As it is, we've got the leader. And there's nothing to stop us from going after the others.
Well, Corporal, I'd like your permission to go after them immediately.
Well, here's your breakfast, Stormont. Sorry, I can't offer you anything but canned beans.
Yeah, and you look sorry.
I guess you've been used to the choicest Canadian beef. What made you turn to horses?
Never mind, Marty. How am I supposed to eat them beans with my hands cuffed behind my back?
That's easy. I'll feed you.
Come on. Have a heart. These things are killing me.
Hardly that, Ormond. They aren't even tight. Now, do you want to stop complaining and eat something? Or do you prefer to go hungry?
Oh, okay. Let's have a mouthful.
That's better. Here.
Where's your pal?
He's gone to get the wagon. You're going to ride back to town in style.
Oh, I mean the other one. There was three of you. No, it wasn't there.
Oh, yes. Yes, the third one is off on a secret mission. Have another spoonful of beans.
Yeah, you'll never get them. Not my boys. My boys are too smart for any Mountie.
They're smarter than you then, Ormond.
Yeah, maybe they are. Or maybe they ain't. Say, listen. Can't you even heat these beans up? Oh, they taste terrible.
You don't say. Well, if it's good enough for us, I guess it's good enough for you.
Yeah, you guys at least had some hot coffee back at our camp.
We offered you a cup. You weren't feeling very friendly.
Yeah. Well, I sure like something hot now. You wouldn't feel friendly either, just being pinched.
I guess I wouldn't. Well, what the heck? Constable Spears won't be back for another hour or so? Okay, I'll make some coffee and heat up the beans. Will you quit crabbing if I do?
Yeah. I'll be just as nice and as sociable as you want. Want me to help you gather the wood?
No, thanks. I can manage.
There's a good piece over there.
Yes, I see it.
Not much wood in this scrubland.
No, you're right about that. How long have you been camping around here?
Oh, a couple of weeks.
You got quite a haul, didn't you? Oh, here's some more wood. We'll have a dandy fire before long. What's that? Quiet! Stand where you are, Ormond. Get away from that horse! Stop or I'll shoot! All right, Ormond, you've asked for it. This time I'm aiming at you.
That, Corporal?
You heard me. I said he got away. Take a look at these handcuffs. They're obviously defective. If I could get my hands on the fellow who made them right now, I'd... Well, that wouldn't do any good. Spears, we're a fine bunch. That's all three of them gone.
No, Corporal. Just one.
What?
Yeah. Peters caught up with the other two just 10 miles west. Sent a message in from a ranch house. I got the message in town while I was picking up the wagon.
Well, that's fortunate. He managed to take them all right?
Yeah. The sheriff is holding them right now. So if we can only just track Ormond down again...
It isn't going to be that easy. We won't find him out in the open this time, I'm afraid, Spears. You can be sure he's headed for cover. And he's going to play it safe.
Oh, you sound discouraged, Corporal.
I'm not discouraged. Just trying to be practical, that's all. We'll have to outwit him this time. Or follow him more closely than by direct chase. Spears,
You know if they've got a mounted police dog at Tidebrook Detachment?
Not sure about that, Corporal.
I seem to remember they got one a short time ago. A good dog is what we want right now. We can take him back to the spot where Ormond was camping, and then let him take the scent from here.
I think you're right.
Well, let's get into town and check on that. Drive the team as hard as it'll go, Spears. Welcome, Turk. Glad to see you. Meet Constables Peters and Spears.
Hey, he's a good-looking dog,
eh? He probably doesn't like horse thieves any better than we do. Yeah. Well, now, let's get going and let him pick up Ormond's scent. Here we go, Turk.
Hey, doesn't that dog ever rest?
Getting tired, Peters? You want to rest?
No, not if he doesn't. No dog's going to show me up. How far do you figure he's led us so far, Corporal?
Oh, about 4 or 5 miles, I'd say.
Ormond couldn't be 50 miles away by now, could he?
He could be, but I don't think he is. I wouldn't have wasted time getting a dog after him if I'd thought Ormond made a real dash for it.
How do you mean, Corporal?
Well, this is the way I figure. See, he's a hunted man. Hunted not only by the United States government and the RCMP, but by countless local posses and settlers. He knows their instructions by now may be to shoot to kill. Huh? And it's just my guess that he'd get into hiding before he'd gone 10 miles.
Well, I hope you're right. This dog's going to be mighty disappointed if he doesn't take a prisoner at the end of this.
Hey, look, here's something. The terrain's changing. Looks as though Turk's going to lead us up into the hills. Oh, there, Turk. Oh, boy. I don't know what you're doing.
Hey, you're pulling him back,
Corporal. Yeah, strange place for a man in flight to head for. That hilltop, unless he's hiding up there. That's a good spot to hide. Okay, Turk, steam ahead, wherever you say goes. But listen, slow down, will you? How do you keep it up? Stop, men. Hold it, Turk. Stop right here, boy. Everyone all right?
Yeah. Okay, fine.
That bullet was aimed right at us, no doubt about that. Ormond's somewhere up on that hill, and he's seen us coming.
Well, he gave himself away, pretty obvious.
Well, he had to. Wherever his vantage point is, he could probably see that dog was leading us straight to him. Peters, hold the lead, will you, while I take a look through the binoculars.
Yeah, okay.
There are a dozen places on that hill where he could be hiding. It's covered with bush and rock formations.
No sign of your horse, is there, Corporal?
No, that's what I'm looking for. I wonder what he did with it.
Well, he could have it tethered up among the trees up there, couldn't he?
Yes, he could. Well, now, our job is to flush him out before dark, or he'll have a chance, a good chance, of getting away.
I don't know, Corporal. I'm darned if I can see how we're going to do it.
Only one way, I think. Did either of you men sense how close the bullet came to us?
It was hard to tell. The surprise of the shot made it difficult to gauge.
It didn't sound too far away, but not too close either. What I'm getting at is this. If I start up the hill again and force him to fire another shot, you men may be able to spot the smoke, and we'll have his location.
Oh, but that's pretty risky, isn't it, Corporal?
Oh, I don't think so. Not a chance in the world of him hitting me the first time.
Are you taking Turk with you?
No, I'll go alone. I probably won't have to go far. Ormond's pretty edgy. Hang on to the dog, Peters. Mm-hmm. And both you men keep a close watch on that hill. Now, you ready?
Ready. Good luck, Corporal.
Thanks.
Hey, you all right, Corporal?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm just getting out of range.
I saw where it came from, Corporal.
Good.
And that large clump of rock, about halfway up there to the left, just in front of the big pine tree. There. See it?
Yes. Yeah. Now we're all right. Good. The next step is to spread out and surround him, as well as three men can surround a hideout like that. We'll arrange a series of signals, and on a signal, we'll close in on him. I'll lead Turk. He may scare Ormond into surrendering more easily. Here we go. And this time, let's make it stick. Easy, Turk, easy. If he sees us now, we're goners. Drat those bushes. Down, Turk, down. We're close enough to charge him. Now to signal the others again. And if they're in position, we rush him.
Who's there? Come one step nearer and I'll shoot.
Okay. He's confused, Dirk. When I whistle next time, go after him, boy. But let's confuse him some more. Don't go till we get Spears' reply. Ormond. Ormond won't know where to look. All set?
Give up, Ormond, or you'll be dog food.
Okay. I know when I'm licked.
Good work, Turk. Good work, boy.
You all right, Corporal?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Anyone get hit? Is Turk okay?
I think Ormond was a little confused and shot a bit wild. All right, Ormond. Come out with your hands up.
I wouldn't have given up except for that darn cur there. No redcoat would have taken me.
That's all right, Ormond. Turk's a member of the force, too. Ormond, you're under arrest. And this time, it'll stick.
Well, they made it stick all right. They took Ormond and they brought him in without a scratch to stand trial for murder and theft. And I don't know who got praised most. Blanchard for making a target of himself, or police dog Turk for actually effecting the capture.
Men, authentic stories of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Music under the direction of Sidney Torch. Script and adaptation under the supervision of John Adaskin. Produced and directed by Harry Allen Towers.